to render the ministerial challenge. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everybody, once again. Thank you, Brother Klass. We are welcome all to this afternoon ministerial and mission challenge. For the past 3 days, by the grace of God, we have been focusing on practical issues of pursuing the mandate that God has given to us in order to maximize our Rehoboth. What God is doing to us is opening our eyes to see different aspects that we can expand our labor apart from what we are already doing. Now, this is not meant to replace or stop the various outreach efforts, but it's to open our eyes to see other dimensions, newer dimensions, some things that we thought was not possible before. We are seeing them possible. This afternoon, we are going to be focusing on the battle for the young. And we have seen that to focus on the youth is a very strategic part of our labor and our work. Again, with me today is our brother Charles, Charles Adeyon, from the Boko Studios, and he will be doing most of the anchoring and the issues this afternoon. Brother Charles Adeyon is head of our press in Boko, and he leads the team also that is particularly charged with battle for the young. Brother Charles Adeyon, you are welcome, and I want to hand over to you now. He's going to bring us first an understanding, a conceptual understanding of what the battle for the young is all about. Over to you, Brother Charles.
Thank you, sir. And it's good evening to everyone from Nigeria here.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay. The year 2004 marked a very decisive turnaround in the labors for revival. That was when, during the student congress, God confronted our leader with a very serious matter. And that was the fact that there had been so much labor, so much strength expended in ministry, and in reaching out to disciples, men and women for the Lord. And as the word of God came, and God was dealing with now that you are young, suddenly it became very clear what the youth segment was meant for in every man's life. It was then that, by the grace of God, our eyes all opened to see that most of the problems that we are trying to solve in people's life by the word of God, by ministration, many times they were the results of the omissions or the wrong choices that they made when they were young. Suddenly it became clear that the most critical segment of any man's life is the youthful years. And that allowing the youthful years to drift away, allowing young people to go quietly the way they are going, recklessly, was the one of the greatest strategy of the enemy to reap unproductive men in their later years. So we suddenly discovered that whatever you see in any man, if the man is accomplished, if he's successful, if it's fulfilled, they were not sudden things he entered into. Result, choices and guidance and decisions that he made when he was young. And they have dropped out of life, they have become nonentity at their old age. It's also, it's a result of what they were when they were young. And that brought a turnaround of our ministry, trust and focus. So what it then means is that many times ministering to people when they are old is actually a remedial ministry many times. It's just to prepare them for heaven, to prepare them to meet the Lord and probably to die very well, if possible, and whatever they can do within the limited time they have left. But that dealing with young people provides a different perspective of life. It suddenly dawned on us that it is only when you are young that you can actually fulfill God's purpose to the maximum. And that brought a new dimension and a different focus to what God wanted us to do as a team. And since that time, the need to reach out to men, young men and women, teenagers all over the world, to reach them with the gospel of Christ before Satan gets to them, and they make choices that are irretrievable, damages that sometimes may not be corrected, even when they have repented. The Bible says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And as we suddenly discovered, the youthful years, they are the years of foundation laying, foundation of marriage, foundation of career, foundation of ministry. Whatever you are going to be in life is foundated when you are young. And that is the burden that has come upon us as a team of men and women all over the world. And God helped us, and He gave us a book, the material that has become so well known now all over the world, as you shall soon be seen, called The Battle for the Young. Now, this is not just a book. It is a curriculum of what should actually define the life of every young man and woman all over the world. Initially, we were very excited and thinking that maybe all that God wanted us to do was just print the book and publish it. But as by the grace of God, as our leaders prayed on, God came and said, no, the battle for the young is a campaign, is a focus, is a deliberate rescuing, recruiting, and commissioning of young lives to become what they are meant to be in life. And it is that we have been on. By the grace of God, we had to find out where are all these young people. Of course, it's very easy. They are in our homes. They are in our neighborhoods. They are on campuses. Every institution out of educations and learning all over the world. And as we shall also discover, they are on the internet. They are on the virtual world. They are in the movie. A survey not too long ago revealed that every average young man spent at least 4 hours watching movies. You can imagine what that means if you are to draw that into a percentage. 4 hours of their lives every day, you find them inside the movies. They are now in sports. The other day, FIFA was boasting that you have over 350 million people involved in football alone. Young men, you can find them in the sports. You find them in the entertainment industries. You find them on the streets. They are everywhere. And they are the focus. They are the people that God is asking us to rescue if we are going to reap. What I call specimens, people who can demonstrate the word of God. Discipleship of an elderly person is a much more different thing than when you are discipling a young person who has not made mistakes. The results are different. Whereas for an old person, you may first of all spend your time correcting his past, trying to fix him in order to make him stand. But for a young person, you are preparing him for a lifetime of serving God, of proving the glory, the praise, the good life that the word of God can bring to a man. And that's why the need to catch them young has become a very big passion in our hearts. And God has helped us over the years in Nigeria. We pursued that, and it's growing everywhere. We have reached out to secondary schools, universities, tertiary institutions, even down now to primary schools. We've gone to sports activities. We've gone to streets. We've gone to places, rural areas, villages, looking for these young people, and we are getting tremendous results. But God is not just satisfied that we face Nigeria. We soon discover that God wants the whole of the earth to be reached with this truth that He has dropped on our lives. So by the grace of God, part of what we shall be doing today is to take reports in some parts of the world, different countries, where God has helped some of our brethren who also have been ignited with this passion. Some of our laborers in those places want to look at how Battle for the Young has fared, the various dimensions and perspectives that Battle for the Young has taken in those terrains, and get ready for surprises, because as we shall soon see, a lot of innovation, a lot of creativity, a lot of initiative has gone into it with very deep and great results. Today we are going to take some of those countries, just take some few of them. I'm going to ask us to look at a little documentary from Liberia, just to see and look at what God is doing with the Battle for the Young in Liberia. And as you are listening, you are watching, I want you to get ready to catch a vision. God may be incubating and igniting our hearts as young people, even as elderly ones, as old people too. God does not want anybody to be left out in this campaign, in this race. The rewards are enormous, both for us and for eternity. So we are going to quickly look at Liberia, just a few minute clips of what God has helped them to do as they caught this fire. And after that, I will probably ask Brother Tayo one or two questions, just to make some comments for us so that we can get a little insight as to what is happening there. Thank you, sir. Media, please. Liberia.
Amen, Kali, while you are at home, you can make a good use of your time with a life-changing interaction. Battle for the Young campaign presents Youth for Exploits, an online interaction with youth and students under the theme Conceiving and Conserving Vision for Exploits. You can join this online interaction on Zoom, Facebook, Miss Elara, and Telegram.
Is doing it tonight. It is not just in this place, and it's going all around in Liberia, where we have a center in Pikana, we have a center in Takata, we have a center in Swakoko, we have a center in Sakopie, in Yekepa, and we are also seated here tonight. Indeed, Liberia will be saved.
Jesus, revolution. please come out. If you are in the other places and you have space to go out to the altar, can you please do that right now without delay? So if you must reach your mark, which we say you first have to know, and you cannot know the mark of God for your life, the purpose of God for your life, when you have not known, God does not reveal his purpose to an unsaved man. Neither will he put you on the path until you are saved, because nobody comes to him except by Jesus.
And you're a young man, that is your situation also. You are passionate about, you desire God in your inner man, but you just can't see yourself living the life that Jesus wants. The Christian life is dead. You yourself, you know you can't talk, you are not able to touch God. You speak about God, but you have not experienced him in a big way. I want to tell you honestly that what is lacking with you is this touch in discipleship.
All right, that was Liberia. Brother Charles is still waiting with us in Boko. And I think I'm bringing on Brother Tayo also for him and Brother Charles to interact just a bit. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Welcome, Brother Tayo.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I remember the time we came to Liberia to inaugurate Battle for the Young. And from the little that we can see, God has blazed that fire. I can see the fire, can see the movement. I've seen that looking at the documentary, I'm just looking at some of the approaches that you have adapted. I've seen that you have done outreaches, retreats, conferences, crusades, and even radio program. Maybe I should allow you to just share with us 1 minute. Are there other strategies in line, or are there things you have discovered that will help for us and some other countries to adopt?
One other strategies we have worked on, which we have a little itch that we have not been able to activate, is that we want to bring Battle for the Young campaign on radio. We want to bring it on radio. We are targeting some 2, 3, 4 radio stations when we will have issues that has to do with young people, particularly as it pertains to us, some specific issues that pertains to us here in our environment. We bring it up. We have different, programs that we have already put together. Sometimes it could just be a review. And actually, we had intended to start with the Battle for the Young book when we are launching it on radio. Somebody will present it, and there will be a time, maybe 15, 20 minutes, when those who are listening to it, we ask questions, and then we respond, and we conclude. Sometimes we bring issues of health, issues of academics. It's going to be like either weekly or bi-weekly program on our radio station. That's another strategy we are trying to work on. We also are working on what we call Project R3. R3 Liberia is also going to be kind of much more online-based. Is a project we are hoping that we will use to, as part of strategy, to recrop the land. We are developing and deliberately raising some of the young people that have come along as the intervention squad, we call them, who will now begin to lead a small team of younger people in that as they are interacting online. And one thing that we'll be featuring in it is that we'll be having invited guests. You will not be able to come in except you are admitted, and we limit it actually to Liberians. We will admit you, and then you'll be part of the day, that day, when we're having interaction with an invited guest. And sometimes, that platform, we also have resources that we continue to help the Liberian youth. They can enter into it when we have admitted you into that platform. You get access to the resources in order to continue to build them up, not just in spiritual aspect, but mentally, emotionally, and as it has to do with the academics and profession. So all
thank you, sir.
These two are still in the making, that we are hoping we will start very soon.
Amen, sir. That's just a little from what God is doing in Liberia. Thank you very much. I trust and I know, because the Lord is with us in this battle, all those things we shall soon see the manifestation of them. God bless you, sir. Thank you. We are very excited to see that the young men and women in Liberia, they have not been forgotten. Now, one of the things I want you to be ready for is that as we take some of these few countries, you would notice how each countries have adapted this battle to suit the terrain, to suit their peculiarity. So I'm going to take a country, Namibia. You are going to see the approach that Namibia is taking to the battle for the young. Thank you, sir. Can we quickly have the documentary on Namibia? And if our brother Johnson is around, maybe we'll allow him to give us one or two little insights. Yes, sir. Namibia. That's the country of Namibia. As you can see, there's a whole team devoted to that, going around schools.
In 1985, I was invited to preach at the professor's daughter's wedding. You can imagine the cream of the society seated, professors, doctors, businessmen and women, high-ranking government officials, etc. Men and women who seem to have made their mark in the world. As I brought the word of life to the young couple who are just starting their journey into marriage, I set forth principles after principle of how God designed the home to work.
I wish I met you in 1943. If I had met you 42 years ago and had what you are preaching now, I would not have been what I am today. What can I do now? I have spoiled my life. I have wasted my marriage. And I don't even know where to begin again. I wish I had met you then. Where were you when I just got married? He asked historically.
Well, I thank you for all you have said. For me, it is too late, but I'm going to buy the tapes for my daughter so that she will not throw the way I went.
Choices that will make your life out for greatness and glory are made when you are young. On the other hand, choices that will predispose you to perpetual defeat and failure are also made when you are young.
So, remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and the years draw near, when you will say, I have no pleasure in them. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 1.
When God wants to help young people, there are two critical things he does for them. One, he exposes them to his words early in life. And secondly, He guides and supervises their choices in life. These two issues are what the devil is fighting. The devil does not want the word of God, the correct word of God, to get into young people. And secondly, he does not want them to make right choices. Therefore, there is a battle for the young. And I pray that the Lord will help the young people of our generation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. God bless you. Did you see that? Did you see the wisdom of God? Our team there in Namibia, what they decided under the inspiration of God to do was to go to schools. They saw that the book itself has power to penetrate students, young boys and girls. And they took it upon themselves to dramatize it and make an audio book out of it. And by the grace of God, our Father in the Lord is going to be dedicating that audio book for us today, which means they have done it in such a way that you can give it to any young person to listen to eloquently. In fact, when I listened to it, oh my God, it was wonderful. It's as if I've never read the book before. Now, that is another approach, very creative. And by the grace of God, the thing is moving and is going around like wildfire. I just wish that it's possible to get Brother Johnson online to see whether he wants to share with us how he arrived at that. Thank you, sir. Please go ahead, sir. Just 1 minute, sir. Just make it. Yes, thank
you. All right. Thank you so much, Uncle. The issue of the battle for the young, for me personally, it's a personal issue because God ministered this to me in 2004 in that meeting where the message came through. And since we came to Namibia, we have been trusting God to use us to affect young people in this place. And as we gather together this year for the Cycle Student and Youth Congress, the word of God came to us and went ahead to feel that how do we reach young people with this message of the battle for the young? And we felt that if we can convert the book into audio and make it available on WhatsApp so that we can send it on WhatsApp, we can send it on Telegram and other social platforms, it will affect the life of young people. And by God's grace, God brought the team together to work on it. And we are trusting God that as we send it from here, because now we're already getting invite from radio stations to move it across the nation. And we are trusting God that the Lord will use this as one of the battle in order to go through the nation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Those of you listening and watching us, I hope it's dawning on you that you cannot say there's nothing I can do. You can see that every available means is an opportunity to fight, is a platform to fight this battle. Now we will go again. We are not finished with surprises yet. Like I told you before, watch how creatively God is using the battle for the young in different places and terrain as is suitable to the particular mood and disposition of the people.
Now, I thought you would just play a little bit of that, the final battle for the young. That's what you are listening to now.
Thank you, sir.
Battle for the Young by Bele Akane.
Chapter 1, While You Are Young.
In 1985, I was invited to preach at a professor's daughter's wedding. You can imagine the cream of society seated, professors, doctors, businessmen and women, high-ranking government officials, etc. Men and women who seem to have made their mark in the world. As I brought the word of life to the young couple who were just starting their journey into marriage, I set forth principle upon principle on how God designed the home to work. God enabled me
to bring
out the message with clear instructions.
I think
we need to share.
Thank you very much, sir. That was wonderful.
Sorry, sir, you are muted. Just to inform us that it will be available on our website as soon as we finish the packaging, because we want to do a little bit so that it can be distinct and it can go with it. It will also be available freely. We will put it in all our groups so that you can use after it has been dedicated. All right, Brother Charles, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. And so that you don't think that, well, this thing is only possible in Africa. We are moving over to Europe. Battle for the Young is blazing in Canada. I'm going to ask for the documentary, a little report from Canada, to see that God is not a respecter of persons. It's moving everywhere. So can we have the documentary from Canada?
Church in Alabama, when our father and the Lord, our mother and the Lord, Dr. Emilia Kani and Sister Shadi came for a program, we shared with them what we were thinking of, and they said, go for it. Go at it. And they supported us. So we had the first Battle for the Young program in Birmingham, Alabama, June 1st, 2018. From that point, we made up our mind that we're going to travel all across North America. You know, from that point, we started going from one city to the other. We had an outreach in Dallas. Actually, we went to Dallas 2 times in Texas. After that, we had another one in Toronto, New York University, a major outreach where we had a lot of students, that came out. We had, another one in Vancouver. When we traveled to Vancouver in BC in Canada, we had one in Victoria, which is another city in British Columbia. After that, we traveled all the way to California, in San Francisco, with Pastor Mark and City. And another wonderful Battle Young there. We've been through the area because that's our base. We've actually done a lot. We did, another. Actually, all of this was what led to the campus labor that the Lord launched us into.
Well, just like my brother said, we took Battle for the Young to the campuses as we felt the Lord leading us that way. And, the Lord gave us a strategy to use at these campuses because, some of them had a restriction that they only could have maybe one Christian or one Bible a club. So the Lord gave us this name called Life Choices, which derives from the Battle for the Young book, that the Lord has given us choices to make while we are young. So we use that to label the campus clubs as Life Choices. And there are the three of them that we have in universities and colleges. They meet weekly, on a weekly basis. And even with the pandemic, they didn't miss the beat. They, because of the Lord has granted lives of students to us, they've just transitioned into Zoom, and they continue to meet week after week, threshing the Word of God.
To come back to how we started formally in Birmingham, Alabama, Priscilla, you were part of that meeting. And I remember that you were so touched, you were impacted, that you felt that, wow, you need to move even further than this. Can you explain a little, bit how, what happened to you, what was your experience in that Battle for the Young meeting?
Yes. So in Alabama, when I first went, the message that I received was so impactful. I realized that it's so important to make decisions while you're young. So the decisions you make while you're young impact your life and can change your life. So it's just, And I guess it caused a burden in me as well to want to pass that along to youth and young adults, to let them know that these decisions right now matter. So to take it seriously.
Wow, wow. I remember that same year that you were with us in Alabama June 1st, and you were with us throughout the conference. That same year in December, you landed in Boko. What happened?
Well, I've been hearing so much about it in Bible study and through discipleship about dying to self.
Amen.
So going to Boko was an opportunity to really grow that inner man and to grow in Christ, to grow in his nature. So I was grateful that I got that opportunity and just to have time set apart to go to MLR and just lock down a couple of days and be before him.
Amen.
And yeah, just surrender everything to him and remove all distractions.
Amen.
So
it was I remember that we also had a chat. You were also thinking of, you know, going for Millet to taking this further.
Yes, that would be the next step for Lily.
Amen. That's good. That's good. Awesome. Now, in terms of your involvement in the labor now, what are the things that you currently do in terms of, you know, putting your life down into this work?
Well, thank the Lord. I've been able to be involved with the youth coordinating team, and I've been able to help out with Jigrun whenever I've been asked to help out.
Amen, amen, amen. Wow. Thank you so much for taking this time to answer my questions.
Now, that's the Alabama, the Birmingham Center. Yes, you can see them. They're excited.
Recording stopped.
Brother Charles, back to you.
Adeoye
has already answered all the questions we would have loved to ask him. Unfortunately, we couldn't get across a private link to him. But I'm sure he's somewhere in the crowd there.
Amen.
So we can move on.
Again, just to confirm
recording
that
in progress.
The contentions that our young men are facing, they are universal all over the world. Whether you are white, whether you are black, whatever race, color, is a common enemy. And that is why the weapon that God has given us is a weapon that cuts across every social strata. The book, The Message, A Battle for the Young, is a relevant message for every person, every young man or woman. And as it is working here in Africa, that's how it's working there in Europe. Now, I'm going to come back to Africa.
One minute.
Yes, sir.
Forgive me for interrupting you. I just wanted point out something that I picked from that, from the Canada outreach. They got to schools, they got to universities where they allowed only one Bible club or one religious group, and they were already in existence. So they did not allow them to start other group. So they decided to start a club called Life Choices. Mm-hmm. And that was very strategic. So these young people gathered together to talk about how to make the correct choices. Of course, they don't have to be a religious group to talk about life choices. And that sold, and that worked. So I just want to encourage, there are times when we get to places where the doors are locked, so to say. They say, no, we don't want Christian group here. We don't want this. So that's another way to penetrate such places. Start a club and call it, I remember one of our brothers started something they call School of Virtue. And they have School of Virtue clubs everywhere. And that was to give them an opportunity to introduce Christ and to bring in the life of Christ. Go ahead, Brother Charles.
Thank you, sir. Just to agree with you, one of the most beautiful things I saw God did with this book is the lack of religious trappings. I remember I went to NYSC camp where we have both Muslims and Christians. I was thinking that I was going to request if they will allow us to come and do battle. When I met the camp director and he saw the book, he said, no, this book is not only for Christians. You know, I was surprised. What he did was that he asked me to come very early in the morning by 6 a.m. to the parade ground where all they say, he doesn't care. Anybody that wants, you listen. Now, that's the kind of thing that we are talking about. You know, God has, there's something about it that is, that, you know, there's an unction on it that goes beyond just being religious. Any person, any heart, any man, you are bold enough to present it, you will see that there is a space for it in the heart. Thank you. Let me quickly move to Botswana. There's something very unique about Botswana. Again, you are going to learn another approach that the Spirit of God led our brethren in Botswana to handle the battle for the young. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag. I want you to listen to yourself. Listen by yourself. Please, can you give us Botswana, the few minutes clips, about 7 minutes.
I greet you all in the mighty name of Jesus. The young people in Botswana have decided to start a movement called Battle for the Young. And this movement has mainly been based on the book by Brother Billy Akani called Battle for the Young. Young people of the nation of Botswana are faced with so many challenges. Things such as drugs and alcohol abuse, teenage pregnancies, poor performance in education, and various other temptations that the enemy is using to bait young people into the world system. The Battle for the Young movement is all about teaching young people the principles of the kingdom of God, leading them to Christ. One of the key foundational activities that we decided to begin with was to start a book study on the battle for the young. The main reason for this book study was to ensure that we are equipped and we are ready to take the gospel into the world. One of the exciting activities that we undertook this year was setting up a panel discussion on this book. And some of the key topics that we discussed were things like why you are young, the raging battle, and the enemy's targets. We're really excited about what God is doing in the lives of young people. And we believe that God is opening many effectual doors for us that the enemy cannot close. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. We thank God that He's sending laborers from all over the world to come and assist us to equip young people. Just recently, we had our mothers who came from South Africa to come and teach us how we should farm God's way. The young people were so excited by this training. It involved sitting down and understanding the theory behind farming God's way. The beautiful thing about it is that it's taught based on the Word of God and the principles that God has put in place in order for us to produce food in a healthy way. The second part of the training involved us actually getting into the field and actually farming God's way. So we're really thankful to God for such a training, for bringing wonderful mothers all the way from South Africa to come in and equip us. We're so excited and we're looking forward to the great output from this project. Let's hear from one of the young people just to get a glimpse of what God has been doing in their lives.
Battle for the Young Botswana has been working together with schools like Monsieur Junior Secondary School. What we were doing was basically to let the Lord impact the lives of other young people through His Word. What we want to see is young people being saved and Christ being formed in their lives. We really thank God for His mercy, and we pray that may He continue impacting and touching and transforming the lives of the young people of this nation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise be to God. Another spin-off that has come from the movement of Battle for the Young is the Bezaleel Cooperative. We all believe as young people that we are Christ's workmanship, and therefore as young people in Botswana, we are here to avail ourselves to be used as God pleases. One of the projects that was undertaken this year by Bezaleel was a project that was initiated by the Botswana President, His Excellency Dr. Mokgweetsi Masisi, where he called upon young people to find a way to develop digitization within farming. We were quite privileged to be part of this initiative, and we actually came top two within the competition. Hallelujah. We give all praise to the Lord Almighty, as we were gifted with a pure breed Boer goat buck, and this was handed over by the President of Botswana, as well as the VP and the cabinet. Wow, what an awesome privilege that God has given us. As we continue to grow, earlier this year we were also blessed to have the team from South Africa come in and actually equip a number of the young people on outreach ministry. We have been gifted with the New Beginnings book, which will be used as a foundation to continuously train and equip young people to go out there and reach out to other young people with the gospel. One of the learnings that we got this year is in 1 Timothy 4 verse 12. Do not let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. All the glory belongs to God. And we have been learning through events such as Seiko. We have been taught to go in this thy might. And we are looking to even greater events God is organizing for His children. Thank God to continuously rely on Him. Young people, stay in Christ. Amen.
Amen. Wow. Very two things I quickly want you to note there. That you see, Botswana, the battle for the young there has become a national movement. It's a movement that has been adopted by the government. The last time I was getting the reports was that they even have an office that was given to them by the government, the battle for the young office. I can't remember whether they were given an official car or not. That is an office in the Ministry of Education specifically dedicated to the battle for the young campaign. We are told that when the president discovered what was going on, he just knew that this was part of what is going to help his regime. And he didn't leave any stone unturned by making sure that whatever it would take to support that. Now that's how far Battle for the Young has gone in Botswana. It's becoming a national movement. And you can see the strategy they adopted, the vocational training and empowerment. You can see that it is soap, soup, and salvation. And remember, that is one of the strategy of the Salvation Army those years, but it's still very relevant today, isn't it? As they give keys to those young people, they put Christ into their life and put something into their hand to fight the battles of their life. Now, we are going on, isn't it? By the grace of God, we still have another country we want to take a report from. And again, you are going to meet another dimension of strategy that this country is adopting. And I'm talking about Ghana. We're going to... I wish I could take a report, sir. I don't know whether Bralane is possible to get a little 1 or 2 minutes from Botswana, or is it South Africa? We just need to get more insight into what's happening there. Is it possible, sir?
I couldn't lay my hands on somebody to... I was struggling with Brother Gugu, but we didn't succeed because of the time. Maybe yes, some other time.
It's all right, sir. I'm sure God will give us... It's something worth noting of. And that's what we are believing God will begin to happen very soon in several parts of the world, where governments themselves will begin to see that, oh, this thing, except they enlist the help of God, except they enlist those of us that are from the sanctuary, these battles, they cannot fight it alone. And we are trusting God that such doors will open in several parts of the world for us. Now, we are going to Ghana now, another interesting approach to battle for the young, strategies. Ghana.
The Living Seed Team Ghana brings to you the Excellent Youth Series. This is a monthly youth development seminar aimed at preparing young people to excel in life and godliness for the purpose of establishing the kingdom of God on earth and transforming nations. The Excellent Youth Series is holistic. It is geared towards equipping the youth for spiritual, academic, and career excellence. So whether you are a teenager, a young adult, a student in a tertiary institution, an apprentice or artisan in any vocation, you cannot be left out. There will be seminars.
And this Excellent Youth Series is looking at raising honorable youths, not dishonorable young people.
This girl, Dina, she left. She left her mom, she left her father, she left her brothers. She left a glorious place.
Every time is attached to a purpose. Find out what the will of God is for you at this time and use that time for it.
Interactive sessions.
The Excellent Youth Spirit is to prepare you so that you can be able to stand tall. No matter what the kingdom of darkness is doing to capture you, you will not fall in the name of Jesus.
Fornicators and adulterers, the Lord will judge. As a young man or as a young lady, you can keep yourself pure till you get married.
Music and drama ministrations and many more.
Give me oil in my heart. Keep me burning.
She's here to share with us her life story, which I believe it will be a blessing unto us all. Let's welcome Kate Ajiman Echiampo.
I lived a normal life with my mother and sister. It all began about a year ago.
Every time God wants to encounter you, there's a context to it.
Now draw them back to yourself. Lord, let them come to you. Because I know you are the only one that can be anything.
Come to me. I'll give you money. If you worship me.
Don't listen to him, children. Don't go that direction. Come to me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden. You are.
Give me food. Which honey? The honey is asleep. It is the bee that is here. Leave my daughter alone. She's not interested in this relationship.
Even when he requested for my naked pictures, I didn't think twice. I didn't hesitate but to send those pictures to him.
Matter, what is it? What is the matter?
Jesus! Mama, look at this! No, that is not my daughter! No!
Mercy.
What have you done? Aja, your news are everywhere on social media. Yeah.
Oh my God. Justice, what did you do?
What is it?
On social media.
Oh, that's mom.
Justice, how do you explain this?
I'm sorry, I'm sorry, please.
You
just more, please. Please. Sorry, Your Honor. Sorry, please. I'm sorry, Your Honor. I will, please. Please, calm down.
No, mommy. Please, so that was how I ended up in this wheelchair. Unfortunately for Justice, he died right on the spot.
Have a look at your life. Is it a system that can hold water that many will come and draw from?
I learned from the lives of Dinah and Daniel. And it was Dinah's fault that she went to see the women of the land. If she hadn't seen the women of the land, she wouldn't have been raped by the prince. So I learned that we should also know our limits. And I heard that we should not compromise. And we should always stick to our faith. Because Dinah was from a godly home.
Yes.
But I don't understand why she should like leave the home and go outside to do something that was very evil. And she defiled herself. Time can be redeemed.
But the same way time can be redeemed, time can be lost. And the same way, time does not wait for no man. So we should stop procrastinating. Whatever we're supposed to do now, we should do it now instead of pushing it forward and planning that we'll do it the next time.
For you to become distinguished and outstanding in life as a student, you need to become excellent. The Living Free Team Ghana brings to you the Excellent Youth School Outreach.
And it is about to end very soon when you are going to sit for your papers. And in this race, you must compete with the mind to win the prize, to succeed, to excel, to overcome.
Excellent youth.
Be distinguished, excellent youth.
Be outstanding, excellent youth. Stand out, stand tall.
Wow. Wonderful, captivating, isn't it? His brother, Professor Charles Akar, on the line. I wish you could just share with us what is the force and inspiration behind all of this.
Yes,
go ahead, sir.
We thank God for what God has been bringing to us. When we had the last Student and Youth Congress, we had inspiration. We've been doing Battling for the Young for a number of years now, and God has been giving us success. God just gave us an inspiration that every home, every school, every parent, even the Ministry of Education, they are looking to produce excellent youth. They want the student to excel academically. And then God gave us the inspiration that we should have the theme for our Battle for the Young under the banner of Excellent Youth Series. So we met and we prayed. The leadership gave us a go-ahead, and we began to have a monthly youth outreach. So we gather youth every month across the 8 out of the 10 regions in Ghana, and they meet on-site in about 30 different centers. And we also broadcast it, stream it online, so some people also join online. We began to realize that others were even joining us from outside Ghana, even Nigeria. And then we will have a session with them with different topics. We have been looking at excellent youth from different perspectives. We are looking at academic excellence. We are looking at pursuing excellence in your spiritual life. We're looking at a relationship, looking at professional. And we've done, since May ending, we've had one every month up to October. We took a break in November to prepare for the MLR. Along the line, God also gave us the wisdom to write to schools. So write to proprietors and proprietresses, headmasters and headmistresses, and even to district directors of education to give us opportunity to come to the school. And that also has been successful. We've got a school. Schools have been inviting us. We've visited a number of schools. We've even gone to nursing training colleges to take the Excellent Youth Series there. And we always go with Battle for the Young or Your New Beginning or some of the materials that we have, and it's been spectacular. The testimonies are abounding. Many people have been recruited, and follow-ups are going on.
Amen. Thank you, sir. God bless you, sir. The Lord will continue to inspire you. Yes, the brethren in Ghana, they are taking the bull by the horn, are fighting the battle through multimedia outreaches, talk shows, movie. Did you see that beautiful movie there? And then there's this dimension, academic excellence seminar. Now, before I get to the next thing we are going to do today, I just thought I should mention that, I should highlight that so that it doesn't get lost. Now, because we are dealing predominantly with the young people who, by this stage of their life, they should be in schools, I think that's one key strategy that we can adapt. We have also tried it severally here. Sometimes we have approached schools just asking them to give us permission to do career talks, especially when they get to the period where they will have to be writing their exams, choosing which course to read in the university. It's often a fertile ground to make requests for such outreaches. Now, one of the materials that has become so useful to us which I just want to highlight for you, is our student congress materials. Right here in front of me, looking back over the years, we've got workshop papers on Christian youth in politics, achieving academic excellence in chosen courses and careers, money and kingdom investments.
If you let us see, if you allow us to see, aha, all right, as you,
thank
as
you,
you
know. You know, what is touching me is how God has continued to enrich this battle. These are materials that comes to us yearly from the Student Congress. But we discovered that there are powerful outreaches for Battle for the Young. You just go to any school. The other day, the South Africans, they were going to do, I don't know what to call it. We prepared a booklet for them on academic excellence. They were going to do an exhibition that was going to involve all the schools in, I think in, I can't remember which region is that, in South Africa. Very interesting. I've discovered that these things can be added to the arsenal of your battle for the young, the weapons. Don't throw away these materials. You can ask any of our offices for soft copies or even hard copies of some of the materials on ICT, on academic excellence, and you can use them as a bait to approach proprietors, to approach principals of schools that you want to help them on academic opportunity. The ground is yours. By the time you bring in Battle for the Young and some other materials I shall be introducing to you shortly. At this point, I want us to spend, I don't know how many minutes I have left. You have to, I know Bralanre is monitoring me, so
you have,
by the grace of God.
Our time has actually finished, so if you can wrap up in the next 5 minutes or maximum.
Oh my God.
7 minutes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is just so quickly, just display to us the materials, the visuals that God has helped us to put together for this battle. Of course, this is our bulldozer. Anywhere you go to, the content of this material is enough to bring conviction to any life. You can read it, can give it as a gift. I remember that we have done a lot of, I can't remember how many meetings, whole meetings that we have done in university campuses by reading this book. The last one we did was at Taraba State University. They invited us for a weekend meeting. And we didn't do any other thing. I just made sure everybody in the chapel, the whole campus, they had a copy of this. And for 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday service, all we did was to read these books. And people were repenting. Young people were giving their life to Christ. And, you know, it became a textbook. Somebody was even writing a summary of it for us. Now, you can use that as an approach. And of course, following this, there is a video message called Battle for the Young. You can find it on YouTube. There are 4 of the messages. Criticality of overcoming when you are young. Peculiarity of being young. The battle for life. And now that you are young. You can actually run a whole weekend retreat, camp meeting with those 4 messages. You can do a crusade, a whole citywide crusade, or even a campus crusade with those messages. They have an average of about 1 hour, 20 minutes. And each of those messages, they are cumulative. Now, to push on, when you have souls that have repented, young people that are responding, what do you do after that? We have follow-up materials. Your new beginning is the first aid treatment. In it, very briefly, it gives every young convert the things to quickly do in order to establish that convert. Now, while you are doing this, the next book in line that I want to recommend for you, which is particularly prepared for this purpose, is God's Commitment to You. Now, when you put this into any young man's hand, you have done something that we cannot explain. Now, this book itself introduces the young convert into the what we call the new creation life. By the time you get to chapter 3 of this book, it's dealing with a new heart. You know, the problem, the heart of every man is his heart. And that's where God goes for first. So if you want to follow up a convert and to be sure that that convert is grounded You have to deal with the issue of his heart, the issue of his life. And this deals with that in a nutshell. And you can follow that up with the story of Joseph. I don't know whether we can flash that. I think we have some of those books. If our media can help us, some of these books that we quickly want to run through them. Now, the story of Joseph provides a biographical sketch of what a young man needs to go through in order to enter God's purpose. But following that is a life story. You know, people, lives are interested in life. People are interested in biography. This is a true life testimony that God has prepared to give a practical dimension on all the principles that the Word of God has been teaching. So He Leads Me. It's a book that God specifically prepared by bringing the life story of our brother, our father in the Lord, who has gone through this way, and just a testimony of how God brought him to where he is today. Every young person would like to read that story. Now, all these are materials. After that, you can introduce this book, The Dynamics of Fulfilling Your Mandate. You know, every young man must be interested in becoming what God wants him to be, him or her to be in life. And the time to prepare for that is when you are young. He gives us the six V's that every person that wants to be successful, he wants to fulfill God's purpose in life, must take into consideration. Six variables that you cannot do without. And it's very concise, very simple, and it's aptly written. Now, all of these are materials that, by the grace of God, God has put in our hands to fight this battle. Of course, there is finding the bone of your bones. You can't be dealing with a young man without the issue of relationship. Now, the Finding the Bone of Your Bone is a concise book on how to help young people navigate this aspect of their life, matter of finding out what the will of God is over their lives in marriage. That book itself can be used as an outreach. In other words, even for unbelievers, if you bring them in and you mention the issue of helping them to know the will of God on the issue of marriage, they will gladly open their heart. But in it, they will find a hook of the reason why they need to give their life to Christ by the grace of God. Now, apart from that, and you know, sometimes you have to be very creative. You can be creative in the way you use the books. I just wanted to show you, maybe before we close, I wanted to present something. I don't know whether we are still online. Are we still on?
Yes, you are.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, I'm just something up here. Now, my son was going to be inducted. He just graduated. And he was thinking of, what do I do to reach out to my course mate? And you know, and there was a wisdom. And look at this. This is just a package of a book, of one of the books that he wanted to give to his course mate, all of them. I remember I was here that day. It was so beautiful. You look at this. So packaged. And you know, very, very interesting and attractive. But then inside of it is He Leads Me. Now, this is just an example of the various creative ways by which these materials can be placed into the hands of these young people so that it can get to where it's going. And because of our time, I think we are going to stop here today. I'm going to, by the grace of God, ask Brother Lanry for him to give us a final charge by the grace of God on to this and bring us to a close today. Over to you, sir. God bless you, sir.
Final charge will come from the Calvary Studios as I bring on our elder and leader, Brother Gilead Akane, who is going to dedicate the audio book and give us a final punch to the evening as we close. Can I ask the Boko Studio to please put on their video as I am. All right, sir. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. I was only getting ready to pray over the audio book, but now you say I should bring a punch. I wonder. So this evening we want to thank God for all that our eyes have seen and all that our ears are hearing of the extent to which Battle for the Young is going. It came to us the way God led it, and I can still remember how God began to challenge us about the jawbone of an ass that he lent to us, like the jawbone of an ass in the hand of Samson, but which Samson did not value, he just threw it away. And God began to ask us, what are we doing with all the jawbone that he has given to us for this battle? And that was how a very short meeting, 2 weeks, he said the Battle for the Young material must come out. I just want to give God praise that God has taken that matter and is pushing it in different places. And our brethren have not told us that Battle for the Young have been translated into different languages, into French, into Spanish, into Romanian language, into Portuguese, has been translated into other languages like Russian language, Arabic, and we have just dedicated the Luganda version of it yesterday. And several things that we see God beginning to bring to us in the course of the pursuit of the Battle for the Young. And this evening, we're going to dedicate the audiobook, which our brethren from Namibia, as God gave them an initiative. One of the things we wanted to know is that Battle for the Young is becoming universal. And wherever any initiative is created from any part, from any country, from any part of the world, we are going to continue to let it break forth and circulate all over the nations, because it's one battle. The young, they have the same challenge everywhere. The young people, they are not different in any way. Whether one is black or one is white is the same. For them, there is no ethnicity among the youth. They are just young people and they are facing the same battle. And the enemy that is looking for them wants to capture them while they are young. And God also said, when we read yesterday Psalm 110, he said, the Lord will send forth the rod of your strength out of Zion. And let me read that, because it's very important for all of us to recognize that what God is saying to Jesus, which is asking us to be involved in, is very critical. Let's read Psalm 110 as we read it yesterday, as our brother brought the message. Now let's read now. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make your enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of your enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. In the beauties of holiness, from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. So we realize that while the devil is running and wanting to capture the young people and use them as his tool for destruction. And I know that if the youth are not in the hand of the devil, he will suffer serious damage. That's why it's a battle. But I also want to say to you, if the young is not in the hand of Jesus, if the young is not there to run as a vanguard for the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God also will suffer terrible damage. If we do not catch our young before the enemy lay hold of them, I want to also tell you there's no future for the church. What has happened in Europe and in other nations that we are crying about that have become now a mission field for us. It's not that gospel was not there before. It's not because they had our fathers who brought the gospel from that place. They were serious. Many of them came when they were young to Africa. But while they were busy going up and down, the enemy went behind. The enemy raided and raided their youth. And it now became a big challenge that the young, they are not passionate about God's word. They are not passionate about Christ. They are not passionate about church. And so you have a very mighty cathedral. You only see old people. And as they are dying, there's no replacement. And such buildings are being sold out. The most sacrilegious of it is that some of it have been sold to become mosques. That is the pain. So when God is saying, we must fight this battle, we all want you to know that the future of the church, the future of this move, cannot be enhanced if we miss the battle for the young. While we thank God for all other things that we have to do in terms of outreaches, in terms of reaching the people, reaching the villages, reaching pastors, reaching everywhere, you know, if we capture a young man and he went into ministry with correct life, with correct approach, with Christ's life, he will be in the ministry for about 40, 50 years, doing exploits for God, if Jesus stands. So the question is that all of us that are sitting here, several of us by God's grace, he caught us while we were young. That's why our marriages were not wrong. That's why all that God has called us to do, we can do it. But you see, if we do not pass the baton to the young, then we have agreed to bury the move of God. We have agreed to dig the grave for what God wants to do in our day. And so the battle for the young is imperative. Whatever you are going to do about it, rise up and do it now. Now, you will notice that all the materials that are advertising, all the books, if we are going to use it effectively, it means we must be ready to distribute them free. When our brethren decided to take part for the young to the Olympic Games a few years ago in Brazil, we had to print thousands of the book in Portuguese, in French, and then they went with it. And for all the days during the Olympics, oh my God, see the kind of thing that is happening left and right. So the question we are raising is that for the battle for the young, no one must stand idle. If you don't join us in this battle, the enemy will be enraged. He will take even your own children. If God does not help us, the fierceness of this battle is becoming serious. But God has told us to move on with it. And so I'm going to read just a passage as I lead us to pray for the materials to dedicate the audiobook. I thought by this time, even the video series of the battle for the young was going to be ready for us, but it's not ready. The brethren are still working. But we are trusting God that when all this will come, we will go headlong because we have a little time left. And if we don't recruit the young, I don't know what we intend to do with the purpose of God in our hands. As you listen to Jegron, as we listen to the kind of things they did by the grace of God, you can see that our young people have potential to become what God wants them to do if they are properly guided. And I'm trusting that we will see more of young people breaking forth in different directions in the name of Jesus. Now, I want you to read with me Psalm 45, and I'll just read verse 3, verse 4, and verse 5. And then we shall pray and dedicate that book, that audio book, And then I will ask you to take a decision. You cannot say, I don't know what to do now. You can just put yourself into this battle. There are schools everywhere. There are young people everywhere on the streets, in the villages. They are there everywhere. If the Boko Haram people does not have young people, you would think they can penetrate the way they are going. When you look at the suicide bombers, which one of them is over 50? Several of them are radicalized youth. They've been told that if you can just strap yourself over and you just go and detonate yourself with everything, you will kill many and you will go to Aljanna. A lie that has entered the head. You see them going, you say they are ISIS and they are radicalized. They are going everywhere. They don't mind to go and die. That is the adventurous spirit of the youth. If the devil is capturing that and using it, why not God? And using the adventurous spirit of the young for the right purposes, why not? And so this evening, as we will take this step, I just read that scripture. Say, guide thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. And in thy majesty, ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness. And thy right hand shall teach you terrible things. Thy arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, whereby the people fall under thee. Thy arrows are sharp. And you know that when you add that to Psalm 127, he said, the children of the youth are like arrows in the hand of the mighty man. Happy is the man that has such his quiver full of them. He will not be afraid to stand at the gate against his enemies. If God will give us the youth, they will become sharp arrows. That was why we began the Calvary Arrows College that they were testifying about yesterday. They were supposed to be arrows for Calvary. And every young man is an arrow. Every young life you catch, young lady you catch, is an arrow. And if God will sharpen them, the Bible says, your arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, whereby the people fall under you. Whereby, for this reason, you are having victory. You are having a victory. You are conquering. People are falling under you because your arrows are sharp. This night, we are praying. And the book had been, they have played a bit of it in your hearing. And by God's grace, after today, we'll send it forth again as part of our missionaries that will be moving forth into nations on radio everywhere. It will be going. And as the brethren in Liberia already are planning to go into radio and different stations asking, and several other initiatives that the brothers are taking from one nation to the other, when the battle for the young was put in Arabic language, you wonder what does that mean? What it means that this battle will be taken to citadels. It will enter into Emirates. God is going to use it to recruit and to recruit the young and bring them to become, you know, arrows in the hand of their maker. All we are saying is that we must take these arrows from the hand of the enemy. We must beat the devil hands down. And release these men, these young people, and put them in the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ for the end time harvest. Please let us pray together. Our Father, we are thanking you this day. Thank you for the reports that we have taken from some of the nations. There are many others that we couldn't have time to take. We thank you, God, for the work that you are doing. It started like a small thing, but we have seen that because you are behind it, because it is your own work, it's going beyond our hands in every direction. Thank you for ministries of education that are beginning to adopt this. They are beginning to recognize that if they don't turn to this way, they will lose their children. They will lose their youth. Lord, we stand today to receive all this from your hand again in the name of Jesus Christ. And now, Lord, we want to lift up that audiobook to you. As your children have taken that initiative and they took a step to put the book in an audio form. And as we have listened to it, we know that it's going to travel far. And so today, we dedicate it unto you. We ask, Father, that you will bless it. We ask that your hand will be upon it. And that you, the Lord, you will accelerate its movement. You will set it on course. It will enter in different platforms. It will engage different young people. We have known the testimonies where people read the books in the middle of the night. Some will just call. Some say, I must take a decision tonight. We have seen such that has happened all over the world. Now, Lord, we are trusting you that as it goes into audio, that they can just plug in their ears and listen as if they are listening to a book. Lord, we are trusting that the same pungency of the message will follow the audio. When the message was first preached, we saw the result. Wherever it was played on video, we saw the result. And now, oh God, we're asking, as it goes out this way, cause your hand to be upon it. Use it, Lord, as sharp arrows in your hand. Let it pierce the heart, oh God, of young people. Let it dislodge your enemy from their lives. Let it break the yoke in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for the voices that were engaged. We want to pray, Lord, for all the young people and our friends and brothers, sisters who put their voices in this book. Please preserve them. Their voice is going everywhere all over the world. We will not hear any evil about them. None of them will backslide. They will continue to have a voice for God in the kingdom of God. Thank you, Father. We trust you, Lord, that in every respect, this battle will continue to advance and will continue to draw souls to the kingdom of God, to the honor and to the glory of your name. Thank you, Lord, for hearing us. We again want to pray for all the various people, various ministries that are involved in reaching out to the youth. Some student organizations, Lord, we pray for them because we are partners in this matter. Yesterday we were taught when the teachers were talking about how they are reaching out, and they found that fellowship like FCS, Fellowship of Christian Students, NIFES or the IFES or the GAMFES or the PAFES or all the different student organizations in different places, in different campuses, we pray today that because we are fighting one battle, please, Lord, strengthen them. Strengthen their organization. Increase the grace of God in their midst. And wherever we go, oh God, with this battle, we will never divide our ranks. Our ranks will stand strong. If we go to a place and a scripture union that is on ground, Father, we will walk together. We will see the glory of God break forth. Because the young people of our generation must not be lost. They must not be swept away. They may not become captives in the hand of the devil. Thank you, Lord, for hearing us. In the name of Jesus. Now, as we continue this prayer, you have gone through this. This is the third day of mission challenges. And by the grace of God, we are going to be drawing MLR to a conclusion tonight. But this point, what did you decide to do? What's your decision about this matter? Can you put your finger on it and say, oh God, I didn't know this much I could have done. I could actually be part of a drama that will continue to go from school to school. That will be going to go from one youth organization to another until things happen. Even politicians, if they don't have the youth to run their campaigns, they can't go far. All the troubles that we have with people using, you know, different young people to cause havoc in election processes is because the young people are in their hands. Lord, today, we are asking, you must engage our lives. Now, I'm asking you, put your finger, what can you do? What do you want to do? You want to sponsor the campaign? You want to make yourself available? You want to publish the books? Because it is of necessity that these books must go freely. We'll put it on Amazon. We want it to go freely if it were possible. We want to put it in any platform. Say, any young man that needs to be helped should be helped without any cost. The cost must be upon us. What would you like to do? What's your own decision? And you can see that whether you are in any country where you are listening, there is no country where you say the youth are not there. And in Africa, the youth, they are almost 60 to 70% of our population. How can we miss them out? Take a decision right now. Our brethren are going everywhere in Liberia. They are going in Sierra Leone. They are going here and there in Ghana. They are going in Francophone nations. We see God doing new things. What will be your commitment? As we are praying, make that commitment before God right now. Would you like to yield your life? Or as you are listening to me, are you a young person? And you know that as a young person, young people will understand your language better. Would you like to lay down your life and say, Lord, here am I, use me. Have the dew of my youth. In whichever way you will use me, I want to be available. I want to lay my life down for this matter. I want to be part of that team going here and there to affect young people. Make your decision. And maybe in the different centers you are, you can just indicate and the brethren there will want to take note of your decision if you will respond to it right away and say, I want to be involved in the battle for the young. I want to run to pursue the young. I want to, if you're a teacher, you are part of this battle already. And you are saying, Lord, here am I, use me. Here am I, use me. If you do that, just for you to put a definiteness to your decision, stretch out your hand where you are standing, and let's pray together. When you finish, please walk up to the coordinators on ground, or whosoever they will put across to make sure that this decision is properly documented so that we can follow it up. We can help you to actualize this thing that God is laying in your heart from nation to nation. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. Thank you for our friends, our brothers and sisters that are saying, I want to be involved. I want to invest in it. I want to put myself into it. I want to join that team. I want to be involved in whichever way. I want you to use my talent. I want you to use my resources. I want you to use my space. Lord, I ask that as they respond to you deliberately today, please, Lord, mark them out for your glory. Set them apart for this assignment. This battle, we can't lose it. We must win it because he who works in us is greater than he that is in the world. Lord, we are trusting you, God, and in a few time to come, nations will begin to find transformation because of this battle that you have asked us to engage. Blessed be your name. Lord, we remember nations like Namibia and Botswana where we are beginning to see the kind of dimension. We ask, Lord, that you sustain it and cause it to grow until those nations have become an evidence of transformation. Please, Lord, don't stop working in their midst. Thank you for hearing our prayer. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.